What do you drip the wax and put your ring down into to say, that is mine, take it? What have you put your seal down to? This guy, Sir John Erskine. Do you know Erskine? We got a street named Erskine in Alva, right? Erskine made money because he found a vein of silver in those hills. You can go find the hole in the hill where the silver was. And this guy, Erskine, he nearly lost his life and all his wealth in the Jacobite Rebellion. Okay? So he set his seal to that cause, a losing cause. And he had to trade all that he had for his pardon. He had to tell them where he hid the barrels of silver that were buried because they mined the silver and buried it. He had to lift up his floorboards where they had poured molten silver and molded it to fit underneath the house. The house was his safe, and his garden was his bank. But when he set his seal to the wrong thing, it cost him everything he had to not die and hang with the rest of them. And then he ended up paying taxes on the fruit of the mines thereafter. Because he had filled up the mines and covered them up and said, mines? What mines? Silver? What silver? I'm not a part of a rebellion. But everybody knew, and an employee in the house told, and everything that he did came to light, and it cost him giving up everything of this sort of a ill-gotten, sneaky gain. And when he was called to account for his rebellion against the king, he gave it all up and said, you know, here it is. I'll line up with that. Now, I know I'm talking to, you know, we might vote independence again. Maybe we're all for the Jacobites and said, boy, if they only succeeded, it would have been better ever since, you know. Give us back the silver. But the idea in here, in the scripture, is whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this. And are you in, have you cast your lot in with the King of Heaven, with the one who reigns and the one who leads? Do you set your seal to the fact that God is true? Do you face any difficulty because of this choice? Have you nailed your colors to the mast, as it were? And how do people see your faith? Because of whose you are. So, okay, right. Do you believe that Jesus was God? I think most do. I have a friend who's a Christian who doesn't. I don't understand that. I actually would say he's not a Christian. And I'm challenging him about this. Well, you know, I like John's gospel, and then the other gospels try to make the story fit. And he reasons it all away. And so Jesus was good like other people were good. And he's always quoting Kierkegaard to me. And he's a Christian because he belongs to an organization that calls itself Christian. And he believes that Jesus' teaching was good and the world would be better if we followed it. And he believes Jesus was a great man. Divine? Deity? Resurrected from the dead, from actually dead and then alive? Well, David. And what's he going to do when he meets him face to face? And I pray that God would have mercy on him, for in as much faith as he had, he's faithful to it. He's nonviolent. He's not a drinker. He's always serving in the community. And it's because of his faith in Jesus, and he only understands so much of it. And he has only been given by God to have belief in so much of it. So to whom much is given, much will be required. To whom little is given, little required. It's not for me to judge the fella. But for what he believes, he lives in line with it. And for those of us here in the room who hear about him and go, well, that's not right, do we live in line with how much more we believe and how much more we say guides us? Do you believe that he was before Abraham? Jesus said, before Abraham, I was. Some people in the audience got very angry at that. He saw Satan fall like lightning. Do you believe that? Because there is a devil, he is real, he is challenging us to disobey and to rebel and to be selfish and afraid. And Jesus saw him kicked out. Because Jesus was in heaven with the Father before the living Word became flesh. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many? How has this belief changed the course of your life in this world? Because it must demand your every decision and your every thought and your obedience. Are you making different choices because of this life Jesus Christ lived out? Because of this life that you have, the life of God in you, are you different? Do you approach every single thing you do differently? And so how does this faith get worked out with fear and trembling? What is so serious about this thing that, you know, be careful how you live it?